visiting today for a spotlight athlete with the PCM State Champions Shuttle Hurdle Relay Team. Guys, you want to start off just talking about, say, your name and what grade you're in?
I'm Gavin Van Gorp. I'm a junior.
Adrian Robbins, junior.
Griffin Olson, a senior.
And I already mentioned it, but you guys were the state champion shuttle hurdle relay team last year. Let's just start off, maybe if you each want to talk about kind of a look back on last season, what that meant to you to be able to be the best team in the state at that event.
It meant a lot. I mean, since the beginning of the season, we were always pretty close as a team and just felt really good at as a team. We could go, win it all, and be the best team in the state.
It really meant a lot to me. I think the thing that meant the most to me was winning it with my best friends, and so I'm excited to see where we go after this year.
Yeah, a little bit both what they said. It's like kind of something special, especially because it was the first relay team that won here at PCM, and like we're hoping to continue winning for this school.
You know, obviously when you guys win a state championship, it's not like you can get any better, but you certainly can work hard to repeat. What have you guys been doing in the offseason kind of to get ready for a chance at it again this season?
Well, I think all of us can say we all play different sports, but I think all the sports prepare us, but now we really got to focus in on our speed training and we got to get back to tuning and everything. So I think it takes a lot, but we should get back to going pretty easily.
All offseason, we've really been working on the technique, and I think that's one thing that we can really do to get better and better our time.
I think we've all done some different things. Like some of us have had different sports or just like kind of working out on our own. But personally, I've just been kind of like running on my own, and just I'm more determined this time because like I want to kind of like repeat, and it's just like making me work harder.
Yeah, you guys were all essential on the football field this last year. How does that kind of the football season get you a little bit ready for the track season? I know the conditioning is different in football than it is for track, but how does that kind of prepare you?
It helps us a lot. I mean, the summer workouts obviously get us conditioned, but then we have the winter off, so we got to keep our minds dry and everything. But I think this offseason we've done pretty good. We're going to be back to tune.
I think football has really made us like mentally stronger and mentally prepared, you know, because running, no matter if it's like training or like long distance, like it's mentally tough, and so football has really helped us with that.
I think like a lot of the coaches there are also our teachers here, so they're like constantly pushing us on the field and like in the school just to be a better person and athlete. And I think that's what also makes us become like better athletes on the track, on the track field, and then yeah.
You know, and three of the four, obviously, of you guys will be coming back this year for the shuttle hurdle relay team, but that one spot will need to be filled. You know, what's that kind of like? Obviously, you're a really close-knit group when there's the four of you, but you lose one to graduation. So how do you kind of get ready and prepare for somebody else to step into that role?
We all have to be leaders for, obviously, that fourth person to join in. There's obviously going to be more than four people to join the team. We need six, maybe seven people, but I think we got to be leaders and then help the next guy up to really prepare for team.
We got a couple of good prospects coming up, and we're kind of helping them as much as we can, like technique wise, and just giving them like the knowledge that we already have to make them the best person that they can be and also the best athlete to help our team. So we're really just trying to build that chemistry.
Yeah, I mean, like we can only say and do so much to help them out. So I think really the track meets are just gonna have to speak for them. Like if they really want the spot, they just gotta compete against each other and try and put up the best times to help us out at the end of the year.
You know, what are some of the things that you guys work on the most in these early meets, you know, the early March meets when the season just gets going? What are something that you worked on there to kind of prepare you to get even better towards the end of the season?
I think we just need like to get our steady time and get like prepared, get the little things done, and then later in the year we can really fine-tune everything and really put it together.
I think really just like all the early on meets are just like help you prepare and like get speed up and see where we're at and see what we can work on, and then that'll all come together towards the end, kind of like Gavin said, and just ultimately make us a better team.
Yeah, last year we were probably switching around our order throughout the entire season until like this year's meet, so I think that's a big one to start off early this year. And obviously just like getting our good form down earlier in the season rather than later in the season.
You guys, kind of before we close out our interview and our conversation today, what would you say each one of you is one thing that you need to do to be even better than you were last season, which is hard to do being a state champion, but what's something you've been maybe specifically working on or something you feel like you need to get even better on as ready for next year or for this season?
So the thing I needed to work on was explosiveness, getting out of the blocks faster, getting over to the first hurdle faster. I think that's something I've really improved on during this offseason. I've really trained pretty hard on it.
I think the two things that I really need to improve on are my explosiveness, kind of like Gavin, and then my also my technique. I think my technique needs a lot of work, but if I can fine-tune that, I'm hoping I can put up a lot better times.
One thing I was struggling with last year was my, like, height over the hurdle, and I'm hoping to try and, like, get closer to the hurdle rather than higher so I can get that faster speed rather than figuring that out throughout the race.
That was a Spotlight Athlete segment with the PCM State Champion Shuttle Hurdle Relay Team, Gavin Van Dorp, Adrian Robbins, and Griffin Olson.